Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kendrick to Duncan Robinson. He's going to put the three up, and he buries it from downtown. 29.5 left. We're tied at 103.
Well, great poise on that possession. Nice screen away, and Duncan Robinson able to deliver.
Bagley to Bam. Bam
got it right at the rim with 0.8 seconds left. Oh, my goodness, what a play. 0.8 seconds remaining. The inbound pass from Dragic right to Bam at the rim, and they timed that better than Nassau could, I'll tell you.
You couldn't drop a more beautiful pass right there by Gordon. Just drops a dime, and Bam able to finish right at the rim.
Miami pulled it off, getting to overtime from the inbound pass from Goran Dragic to Bam right at the rim with 0.8 seconds left to put it in. And then here, they give the ball away, a chance to tie it up, but they block the three-point shot. So, final score in overtime. 118-113, Miami beats Sacramento.
At center ice, Connolly up the far side. Trocheck in the slot, a shot he just missed high. Around it goes. Here, Ekblad behind it. Connolly out to the far point, 8 seconds. Pasek, long shot, tipped, and they score! It was tipped out in front, and the Panthers have taken a 5-4 lead with 4.8 seconds to go here in the third period. Boyle on for the draw. Pushes it ahead. Rolling puck. 4 seconds. Dumba on it. Winds, fires all the way down to our left. And that's it for this one. The Panthers have won 5 in a row. And they do it tonight in dramatic fashion here in Minnesota. The Panthers 5-4 winners over the Wild as they score the eventual game winner in the final seconds tonight. The Panthers 5-4 winners over the Wild. 5 straight victories.
Little clutch Monday for your ass, Leroy.
Well, I tell you what, couple of games you have to watch until the end.
Oh,
because
got my heart racing.
I can't believe I felt the same way about two games, right? Like, oh, how they let this one slip away?
I know.
And then I could hear, say, I could hear Tobin now. How is this not going to be a TL? And then dunks.
Dunks, man.
Woo!
Bam.
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 The two of them. James
and,
Johnson.
And I got to tell you, that was the lowest lob pass ever.
Yep.
Because it wasn't really high, but I ain't going to say nothing. Somebody created a little space.
Nope. Didn't see it. Hey, not worried about it. Hey, if we're not gonna listen to these two-minute reports, if it doesn't matter when the Heat play the Lakers, guess it's not going to matter when the Heat play the Kings either.
No, look. Again. I'm not mad. It happens. Like, but it was more than anything, it was a great play. Like, I never thought.
Great play. And that's not Gogi's thing. Like, the accurate passes to the big man Duncan. He's gotten better at it this year, but it's been one of the things with Gogi. I'm just like, oh, it's just not his thing, just getting lobs and getting it to the big man. So for him to inbound that accurately made me very happy. And Bam was dunking all over the place after a frustrating start for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was really finding his way to the rim, and they needed him because Jimmy Butler was out yesterday. Clutch shots all around. I can't speak enough about what James Johnson's been doing.
Right.
I mean, he's been amazing.
The one thing that I'll say is, how come all the bad teams have great offensive rebounding?
Because
they don't get back on defense and they give up a boatload of points.
Things. They probably miss a lot of shots, so that creates offensive rebounds.
I mean,
opportunities.
They didn't shoot that poorly, but it's just weird because now add that to your list. We had Atlanta.
Yep.
Who else did we have just recently, last week, with the offensive rebounds?
I mean, the Spurs. The Spurs did it pretty good on Sunday.
Yep.
The Spurs, but most of those teams don't get back on defense. So, like, however you do it. Like, you see the good teams. Like, I watched a little bit of the Lakers and the Celtics, who, wow. But as soon as the ball's in the air, everybody's running back on defense.
They couldn't get a rebound against the Knicks.
The Knicks.
Yep.
The Nets.
Same
thing. A lot of offensive rebounds. Gave up a ton of offensive rebounds. But
Well, look, the difference is this is in the Heat's house. And when you're in the Heat's house, the Heat don't lose in that house. They come up, they find a way to win by any means necessary. And it was a clutch performance. Not a great performance. One of those ones where you're just like, I'll take it. All right, we just move.
TCB.
We take this, we move on.
Yeah, they got away with one. They probably, in regulation, the Kings had probably outplayed them, but they were the better team and they prevailed and won.
Yep.
So it doesn't matter.
Well, the Heat's still undefeated in overtime. They have yet to lose in with the extra time in a game. I think they just tied a franchise record for most overtime wins in a season. They're now 7-0. And then, man, like as Robbie was playing coming in today, the Cats, huge win yesterday, 5 straight now for your Panthers. They close out, I guess, the symbolic first half tonight because they go into the All-Star break. Emotional game tonight. Joel Quenneville's return to Chicago.
Ooh.
You know, that does, he's not going to cry, though. I mean, Joel Quenneville's not one for feelings. That's for Nancy's. He has no care for that. But a huge.
And they fired his ass. Like,
they fired his ass. 3-time champion. They fired his ass. Oh, hockey, they fire guys like it's going out of style. They love firing people.
Yeah, Belichick wouldn't make it in hockey.
No. I mean, Belichick did get fired, but I mean, this is one of those things where, like, it would be, imagine Belichick getting fired after 6 Super Bowls. It would be ridiculous. That's hockey. Hockey, man. And another game, too, where you have one of these terrible, chippy teams that's, you know, just bothering the Panthers the entire. Panthers need somebody who can whoop a little ass. I got to be honest with you. They are missing that element. Just somebody who will go in there and throw down, because a lot of these guys are getting bullied. A lot of these guys aren't that big. One dude basically, he basically Conor McGregor'd. He shoulder hit Bobrovsky yesterday right into the pipes. I was like, what the hell? No one's gonna go hit this individual. He just took out your goalie. Ridiculous. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
By the way, how nice did that set up yesterday with the 5 o'clock Heat tip off? And then even with overtime, the game would end right before the Panthers game started.
It was beautiful. It was a great sports setup. I would appreciate more of that. It was a nice little day. Nice little day for the home teams.
And it probably can't happen very often because, you know, I mean, yesterday was a holiday, but the 5 o'clock tip off, brilliant, genius.
Yeah, it was really good. I don't know what the atmosphere was like there yesterday, but I know that the Heat did a really awesome thing for Martin Luther King Day with the choir, with the Udonis addressing the crowd. They apparently played an awesome video. I know on the broadcast they played a beautiful video of the players reciting the I Have a Dream speech. My favorite part was Goran Dragic.
Yeah?
Where he says, little white boys and little white girls. It made me happy. I love him, man. You know, Goran Dragic is so adorable. Like, this we know.
Yep.
But yesterday...
Stop.
Nope.
Stop.
Nope.
Stop.
Nope.
This phony over
no,
here.
No, I'm not.
You're
I'm not going to let
phony.
You. I'm not going to let you do that.
You want us to just forget that you wanted to trade him? No,
for Kawhi.
Not going to let
for Kawhi.
Don't care
for Kawhi.
Don't care
for Kawhi.
You can't say, "Oh, I love Kawhi." He's so
sure
cute.
I do.
If he's like, yeah, but if listen, all right, if the right hot chick walks by, that usually means you out.
No, it's got
what?
What we're talking about
what,
here
wait,
is
really
it would be like. You know, if Sophia,
I love Gogi.
Sophia Vergara walked in, like, you know, like,
oh, whoa. Then that means yes.
Just a unicorn.
That means yes.
No, it doesn't.
That means you just admitted to it.
No.
Well, we want to speak Toba's language, Judge Booty, if she walked in.
Oh, man, I love her. I love Judge Booty. She's the best. But Goran Dragic, you know, he's just so adorable, Leroy. And yesterday, so bam, you know, the two of them just hook it up on this game-tying shot. Bam walks up right behind him, puts him in the little half Nelson hold, and you know, he's about to walk off, and he goes, "No, Bam, please stay." And he holds his hand, Leroy, so lovingly. He holds his hand, and he goes, "Bam, please stay for an interview with Jicks. We in the circle," and he did, and they did their little their interview, and it was fantastic. It was fantastic. Ooh, I loved it. You want to play some of that, Robbie? We got any of Gogi and Bam? Yesterday with Jason Jackson speaking to the crowd, just lovingly. Oh, I love this team, so great. No Jimmy Butler yesterday, by the way. So they're getting a win, shorthanded, beautiful.
Yeah,
Eric, thank you very much. We'll start right there. Goran, walk us through that inbound that you got to Bam. If we could just see it, and here comes
yes,
Bam.
Sir.
Give me a love for that situation.
Yes, sir.
So could you even say, we'll get you both on it, could you see him, or was it just trust that he's going to be there?
No, that was a plan. Spo wrote the play, and we executed. We said, Bam,
go get it. I throw the perfect pass, and, you know, that's how we got overtime.
It look, I imagine it looked perfect coming to you.
Yeah, I just had to make sure I made it. That's the only thing I had to do. I had to make sure I made it, and, you know, I made the shot, sending it in overtime, and, you know, these guys held it down, man. I had a bad performance today. They held it down for me, man. I'm so proud of them, dog.
Your bad performance works out and makes its way onto a victory. Bam brought this up last night. You guys have created something that you're trying to defend in this building, how great you all have been here. Kings gave you everything. How much of that mentality were you guys drawing?
Yeah, if I'm honest, our defense was not good tonight, but still we find a way to win. It was back-to-back, you know. We were tired, but in the end, you know, we did it with the team defense and, you know, great place in the end.
You're going to need something extra tonight because Jimmy Butler's not available. You don't make up 20 points and all the other things he does out of thin air. How great was JJ for you guys tonight?
JJ was great for us, man. He's always ready. He's always prepared. And that's what I like about JJ. He's a hard worker, man. And tonight we depended on him and he made plays for us when everybody was down. So I'm proud of him, man, and I hope he can keep this going.
And to that end, with that last inbound comes in and you're sprinting to it, could you see James coming to help you out to grab that last inbound pass?
Yeah. Luckily, he was there and blocked that shot. But yeah, we need to execute better in the end. But you know, like I said, we find a way to win. You know, the support from the stands was amazing. Always nice to play at home. And, you know, let's go to the next one.
Congratulations, gentlemen. Thank you for the time.
Man of the people, Goran Dragic. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Phony.
Love. What do you mean phony?
You're phony.
Get out of here. This is my favorite guy. I love Gogi. That's my guy.
Unless Kawhi walks by.
Well, he's not, though.
Oh, my goodness. You got to talk about the Canes having a good day. I don't know how these guys are going to play.
I'm glad you mentioned it, Leroy.
Look, big day. They had a good day last year this time.
You know.
Here's what I will say, and I'm a firm believer of this, right? I don't give a crap who you get on your team. You ain't played a game yet, right? And based on all the trash that was talked last year, going into the season, and the season you ended up with, I'm going to be excited about getting the guys you want to get, but it doesn't change my attitude towards the coach and the players heading into next season.
Everybody has to own 6 and 7.
At least the coach is more humble about it this time around.
It doesn't have to change your attitude about it, but this is his time, man. Like, this is okay, a duck
I don't
to
want,
water.
But if you're a Canes fan, do you want this to be his time?
Doesn't
or,
matter.
Or this is, September and October, right, November September and December. October.
Right now, this is his schedule, and you can't get upset with him.
Now you got me annoyed.
Nope.
Because if you're saying this is the Canes' time, right, you need help.
Robin,
Robin,
why don't you give the specifics on this? What is going down?
Yeah,
with the
so the Canes got a couple transfers yesterday. Everyone, as far as everyone expected, De'Aaron Kagi officially announced it on his Instagram.
Sorry, Manny. I'm sorry I doubted you, brother.
I didn't doubt
these people.
I didn't doubt you, Manny Navarro.
I'm sorry.
I thought you were talking about Manny Diaz. Yeah, I doubted Manny Diaz the whole time. Manny Navarro.
Manny Navarro is one of the most established Canes reporters in town. Like, if he's not,
I know.
He's not putting something like, the guy is starting classes on Tuesday if it's not happening. I told you what it was.
No, okay.
De'Aaron King wanted to announce it himself on social media. All these kids do. They all do. They all want to announce it themselves on social media. So he's going to deny it.
And Manny, I wonder if Manny Diaz knew this guy from when he was at Temple for 2 days. But Temple defensive end Quincy Roche, who was third in the nation in sacks behind Chase Young and Greg Rousseau last year, he is transferred to Miami as well.
Cool.
So you got Rousseau on one side.
And Roche
on the other side.
Rousseau and Roche.
Oh, I like that. Does sound clever.
The Rue brothers.
Couple of kangaroos.
There you go. That's where you go. And what? Kicker.
And you know, and you know who they play the first? It just so happens the first game of the season next year is against.
Oh.
Temple. Early revenge game for
you
Roche.
Know, it is nice, though. Temple kind of owes Miami, especially for, you know, getting that Manny Diaz money. So I'm kind of happy.
And Raul Golden.
Yeah, it's owed. So, good.
It's funny. How in between Al Golden and Manny Diaz, they had Matt Rhule. Like the one, and Matt Rhule's an NFL head coach of the Carolina Panthers.
I know Matt Rhule's out here breaking the bank.
Yep.
Getting Joe Brady.
We got another headline drive before we hit 15 minutes of heat.
I'll get this headline because if you're up right now, chances are you did not see this headline last night. Mm. But Damian Lillard, 61 points. But the Blazers had needed overtime to beat the Warriors, despite Lillard scored 61 points.
Did CJ McCollum play yesterday? Was that one of the reasons why it was such a tough?
It doesn't matter. It's still the Warriors.
Still the Warriors. I mean, they're the worst team in the league. But I didn't know if maybe like CJ was out and that was a reason why he was needed. Because I don't know. I mean, it seems like they had everybody else. Melo played. Hassan played.
I got the box score right now.
Yeah, McCollum did not play.
No McCollum.
Well, here's what I don't get.
Hmm?
Did I say anything wrong? Did I say anything that, like, negative about the Canes?
Yes.
Why?
Because you're just like, I'd rather him win the games. I'd rather him go in
October.
They were
6-7.
No games to play right now.
There were
no games, though.
Oh, okay.
Right now, it's a clean slate.
Okay.
The slate ain't clean.
Clean season.
You guys go ahead with that.
No, it's a clean slate. I'll tell you why
That's
it's a clean
slate. That's nonsense.
Here's why it's a clean slate. If you're forgiving the FIU loss and he's in the offseason, clean slate. All right, we got to start over. Whatevs. Let's move on.
It's more of like a bowl that was served with dog food, and then they try to clean the bowl out, and you still got the dog hair in the bowl. That's what this is like.
Wow. Curb was amazing this week.
It was so good.
It's a Curb reference. All right, we got 15 minutes of heat coming on up. We'll get back into the Canes thing. We will. We'll get back into the Canes thing. We got a lot to touch on today. We're back with more after this.
15 minutes of heat.
Welcome in, everybody. Welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on the ticket. 15 minutes of heat. Miami getting themselves a 118-113 win in overtime yesterday against the Sacramento Kings. Definitely wasn't as easy as you'd like it to be. It was a pain in the ass to pull that game out, but they did it.
West Coast daddies, too.
West Coast daddies. You don't realize how important it is to go beat your daddy, and that's what the Heat did yesterday. The Sacramento Kings had won 4 straight against the Miami Heat. They don't beat the Sacramento Kings, and so I don't care what the records. It's just like the Orlando Magic. You throw the records out when a team has your number, and the Kings have the Heat's number. So this is a big win in a lot of ways. You go out there, you win in overtime, by any means necessary. Doesn't matter. You don't have Jimmy Butler? Doesn't matter. What does Spo say? We have enough. And that is why, you know, we are forged in fire with the flowers and the anvil. This is the NBA. You don't
it's
just
like
go
our old quote, you know, character isn't made in a bed of roses and sunshine. Like steel, it's forged in fire in between a hammer and an anvil. Right now, we're between the hammer and the anvil. This is the NBA.
Exactly, Spo. And that anvil last night was Buddy Hield. And every time that he shot a three, my butt cheeks clenched. So I just had
Bajalenka, that guy.
Yeah. Every time that somebody I couldn't pronounce went out there.
Bogdanovich
went out there and shot a three. My butt cheeks clenched.
There should be a rule. You should never leave any Bogdanovich open for a three.
They were just gunning yesterday. Buddy Hield shooting 17 from downtown. Bogdanovich shooting 11 from downtown. They were going out there yesterday, and they were chucking it up. But that's okay. He were too. Now, listen, a lot of great things yesterday that went down with the Miami Heat. Even in an ugly performance, okay? Kendrick Nunn, this guy's got the onions. He's got the nunions. This is, and as John Crotty said, you know, this guy, he's unflappable. He's got milk flowing through his veins, Leroy. Milk flowing through his veins.
Which means what?
Exactly. It means, you know, milk can be delicious warm. It can be delicious cold. It can be delicious at any temperature. That means that no matter the situation, Kendrick Nunn is unflappable. He's like milk, and that's why he has milk flowing through his veins. Got it? So whether you need to take a little catnap and you'd like a delicious glass of milk to calm your nerves, or whether you are Gene Simmons and you're having ice cubes in your milk to go out there and have your cereal in the morning, no matter the situation, Kendrick Nunions is going to show up and get you a big shot.
Is it a 2% milk or whole milk going through his veins?
Whole milk. All of it. None of that nonsense that's mixed with water and sugar. None of that. Whole milk right from an udder. That's how it's rolling for Kendrick Nunions. But, I mean, look, you got to talk about that play. Can we get the call again once again, Robbie, from Mike Inglis last night of the play that tied it up late for the Miami Heat? Goran Dragic, inbound play, finds Bam Adebayo, who was having a rough game. I think he only had 5 points going into the fourth quarter last night. And, you know, really rallied and was able to get a lot of tip-ins late to to kind of cure the Heat's offensive woes. It was, again, getting bogged down. Not as many creators out there for Miami. And here was the play, Mike Inglis on the call last night. With Goran Dragic to Bam.
Bagley to Bam. Bam.
Got it right at the rim with 0.8 seconds left. Oh, my goodness, what a play. 0.8 seconds remaining. The inbound pass from Dragic right to Bam at the rim, and they timed that better than NASA could, I'll tell you.
You couldn't drop a more beautiful pass right there by Goran. Just drops a dime, and Bam able to finish right at the rim.
Man, what an awesome play. So the Heat went on. They go on to win in overtime. And they're 30-13, Leroy. 30-13. I mean, that's good enough for – I mean, basically, they're tied with a bunch of teams for the third best record in the NBA.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yep.
You got Milwaukee and you got the L.A. Lakers up, obviously, up top, but
– the Lakers got whooped last night.
Oh, they got smoked.
They got smoked.
But the Heat at 30-13, and I know it's tied up to the East, so I'm not saying, like, they're separated for the pack, but I'm just letting you guys know, hey – all the things that we bitch about this season, and Lord knows, I mean, it feels like every time that there's a bad loss that people are looking to trade, they're looking to deal, they're looking to get things going. Don't look at me like that, Leroy. And I just think it should be appreciated.
Whoa.
Third best record in the NBA.
Will you please acknowledge that you're leading that charge?
Nope. What have I said? Have I traded anybody this year? I've been on good behavior.
When's the trade deadline?
February
6th.
We got time.
February 6th, but they don't really, you know, they're not going to trade anybody. So
I still have a couple of the same questions, you know what I mean? But the only thing that kind of steers me away from those questions is every time they play a team with a big who is actually going to compete for the East, they handle them. You see what I mean? So, you know, in games like this, you know, a lot of people are on Myers Leonard, and I certainly could see it. When they play like Embiid, when they play, you know, Gobert, when they play these teams with traditional bigs, they seem to handle.
No, Bam had a week where he went up against Gobert, the Pacers and their size, and the Philadelphia 76ers all in one week, and he swept it.
Right, and so, like, how do you – I don't know how to deal with that when, you know, you have games like this and everybody's like, can Myers Leonard play like he's 7-1? When I have all of the bigs who are actually going to compete for positions in the playoffs,
right?
The Heat handle them.
Yeah.
But I still ask this question. When the game slows down, and we say this every year about the playoffs, but does it really slow down?
The playoffs?
Yeah. Like, does it really slow down? Because it seems like everybody's playing, you know, trying to push the ball.
I think, you know, when they say it slows down, I think that's more like late in a series it slows down. Because, you know, we'll watch these series, and it feels like a lot of times in the playoffs, it's blowout for blowout.
Right.
Normally, mm-hmm. whoever is at home, role players, shooting a bunch of threes, mm-hmm. and your team wins by 20. That's right. Normally how the playoffs go. And right. then you get down to, like, 5, 6, 7, and then I think it slows down a little bit, gets okay. a little bit more clutch. You know,
more intense.
Yeah.
More intense.
Cheeks get clenched, all right. that type of stuff.
So from that standpoint, like, I still have that question, but I don't know, like, if it's a real thing or not, because every time I actually get a chance to see it, we go into a game, I say, okay, let's see how this Heat handles this big, or they always seem to come through. So is it an issue or is it not? Because it, like, it rears its ugly head against teams who I really wouldn't.
I think every team is going to have their crypto. Like, when they lose games, it's probably going to get exposed. But I don't know if there's enough games where it's going to get exposed.
And that's my question. Is it? We all know it's an issue, but is it enough of an issue to have to do something about it? Because there might not be enough teams that can actually do something about it.
I don't know. It's a fine question. I think it's still one that needs to be answered. But I got to say, man, what James Johnson's doing is
kudos to him, because
it's really impressive. Very impressive.
You always appreciate a guy that handles himself like a pro.
Yeah.
And as much as we want to see Deion play, I mean, as much as we enjoy watching him play, the biggest issue with him is not even about basketball, but how he handles himself to get back to being on the court. And James Johnson has been a company guy and done the work and got back on the floor and has performed. And there's no doubt in my mind Deion could do the same thing.
Yeah.
But he doesn't handle himself so that bygones can be bygones.
Right. That he feels like that he's being wronged. And James Johnson, maybe he did feel that way.
But, no, you can
but
feel that way.
He didn't let any of that
correct.
Stuff leak
he,
out
he
for
was
him.
He was a pro. He was a pro about it. He handled himself. He said all the right things.
Seeing yesterday, there were some people like, well, why was he – I saw a lot of this yesterday because, you know, he was 9 of 11 from the field. He was 4 or 5 from downtown. It was unbelievable yesterday what he was doing, especially offensively. You know, it looked like 30 and 11 James Johnson. Like, it was mm-hmm. – he's been unreal. And a lot of people were like, well, why – why did it take so long to unpack this? Why was he a guy who was sitting for the majority of the season? I'll say this. First of all, there was a little bit of overlap in his position, especially with...
A lot of wings.
Especially when Justice was healthy, which he hasn't been for a month. And he really came into the fold with that Pacers game where Jimmy Butler was out. Remember, Jimmy Butler had the bad back. And that was really James Johnson's breakout party. That was the time he really got to go in and contribute. Had an awesome game, and really has been awesome since. So it was one of those things where health really dictated it. But at the time, like, the Heat were 15 games over 500. Like, are you supposed to reinvent the wheel to a point where you got to go and get certain guys' minutes, or you're thinking about what could this guy also contribute at a point where you're 25 and 10? Like, not really. So I understand people's frustrations. Why did you wait this long to unpack it? It's like, well, I don't know, guys. Like, things have been rolling pretty good this season. So I don't know if Spoelstra, like, he's not gonna rock the boat from that point. And because you've had a couple of games where Jimmy's been out, Justice has been out forever. Kelly Olynyk was stinking up the joint. James Johnson came in, he had his opportunity, he's been awesome. But it took a lot of guys faltering before you got to that point. I mean, are we really going to say here if James Johnson had been playing the whole season that the Heat are going to be what, 33-10? Like, right. what is the huge swing there that you think is going to happen with James Johnson playing more regular minutes? And, you know, in all honesty, like, the record hasn't been fantastic since he's come back into the fold. Now, I know that they've had a difficult schedule. I'm not blaming that on James Johnson. I'm just saying it's weird that people are like, man, why was this guy not out there the entire time? It's like, well, things have been going pretty damn good this season. That's why.
Yes.
So what it really should be speaking to is awesome for him that through all of this, he stayed in shape. Mm-hmm. He's because I saw some Heat Reddit pictures of Deion Waiters the other day, Leroy, in San Antonio. Belly's looking big. Belly's looking...
He's portly, though.
Let me show you.
Why?
I just want to show you just because I don't want you to feel like I'm running up the score on him. Let me see. Where's this picture of Deion? I saw this. This was a guy who was sitting behind Deion yesterday, 2 days ago in San Antonio, and was yelling at Spo to play him, and Deion was, like, loving it, apparently. And yeah, that's all you need.
Hey, you think that security guard thinks that they're taking a picture of him?
Yes.
'Cause
yes, he does. He's like... But I'm looking at. I was like scrolling through Heat Reddit, and some guy Heat Reddit yesterday had this. This, and by the way, this is the guy's name on social media, Sushi Gucci. So I'm following Sushi Gucci on Heat Reddit, and it goes, "Can confirm, Deion ain't happy with his role." And then I look at the picture, and so the guy's like, "Hey, Deion, picture!" And then Deion is just like saluting the camera. And yes, it's a bad angle. As a fat guy, I could tell you there are certain angles that are more flattering. But, you know, also Tyler Hero's got a bad angle and he looks skinny.
But he's never been, you know what I mean? Like, here, take it from, like, I'm telling you what Deion's probably thinking. He's like, man, I got ripped. I got in the best shape I've ever been in, and I still can't get a couple of minutes.
He goes,
I'm going back to eating.
You want Sushi Gucci's story from San Antonio?
Go.
Some of y'all might remember me posting that my wifey got me tickets courtside to the game. Obviously, Sushi Gucci, we know that. Obviously, I'm stoked being that close to Heat legends. Some players were more friendly than others, but none was more friendly than our own Deion Waiters. Every time I yell out to Deion, he'd look back and shoot the bleep. Literally every time. He'd pose every time I had my camera out. He even commented that he should be in. When Bam missed a three, I said, Deion, you would have made that, bruh. He looked back and said, all day. I was literally sitting right behind Spo. He wasn't quiet about it. It was so that's just tremendous. Shout out to Sushi Gucci for doing the doing the great journalism out there. We're a couple of journalism brothers. Brothers in journalism. I love it. We'll be back with more after this. It's a clutch Tuesday, everybody. Both of our teams coming in the clutch yesterday. Heat, overtime win over the Kings. Panthers, come from behind win late. Goal Achari, 5 seconds left, don't matter. Gets the old tip. Goal Achari's got like a magnet on his stick when he's around the goal. He's got a nose for the puck. A nose for the puck and Goal Achari right in there. 5 straight for your Cats. Tonight's an emotional night for Quinville. Quinville makes his return to Chicago, Leroy. Won 3 Stanley Cups there, and that mustache gets to roll into town. Robbie, can we get a little bit of Quinville from yesterday after the game? Obviously, he's a super emotional guy and a guy who's definitely in touch with his feelings and not a man's man at all. So you got to feel like after a place he's going to return to after winning 3 Stanley Cups there that he's going to really let you inside and get you feel like he's going to get the feels and get the tingles of what his return to Chicago is going to be like.
Should be a fun game. Hopefully.
Going into the break, yeah. So it'll be a game that it's an important game for both teams, and it'll be fun being back there for sure. Looking forward to it.
You excited?
Yeah,
looking forward to it. A little bit.
Well, now I am. Yeah. Yeah.
don't try and get me the tingles. Get out of here, George Richards. What do you think? I want to sit here and reminisce with you? No thanks. I don't want to talk about the past. The past is the past. I'm ready to hoist this first cup up for the Cats. That's what I'm trying to focus on. And also grooming my mustache.
Whoa. Panthers are big cats, but they got a fat cat between the pipes.
Nope. Bro, Bob was standing on his head yesterday.
All right. Hey, man. Hey.
You guys.
I'm just saying.
You're missing out on the goods. You're missing out on the goods.
No, you're not.
No, you are.
Because if you like seeing a lot of goals and excitement, you're going
to
get it.
Well, listen, it's good that the Cats are getting back to their scoring ways. It's been a while. It's been dried up. It's been feast or famine for the Cats, and it's been a lot of famine lately. And now things are starting to turn around. You got a little bit of a soft schedule that came in. Cats are beating up on weaker foes. And right back in that playoff picture. It was a little scary there. We were back in our home, 5 points out. But now nice to be nestled right back in there in the division. It's cozy. It's cozy here in the Panthers' den. Just wiggling in here. Let me just feel right. Did you see yesterday what Andy Reid did to celebrate getting to the AFC Championship, Leroy?
Ate a cheeseburger?
Yeah, ate a cheeseburger, went to sleep. And that's it. That's exactly how I expect him to go and celebrate.
Did you take some personal time last night to enjoy this accomplishment along the way, or had you spent
a cheeseburger and went to bed?
That was a lucky guess.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought you knew.
No, I swear I didn't. Yep. I was trying to be funny because, nope. You know, big guy, cheeseburger.
Well, you knew.
Oh, yeah. He pulled out the Ed Orgeron ham sandwich and a cheeseburger.
Fat guys love to eat. Listen, nothing brings fat guys joy like eating. You know, I could relate.
No, it's something about when you use the tools to put meat in your mouth, and that is basically 2 slices of bread, whether it's a bun, you know, a roll.
Nothing's not better. Sub. Give me something that's not better as a sandwich. Everything's better between bread.
Right.
Everything.
Right.
I mean, is there anything that's not chicken parm sandwich? What would you rather have?
Chicken parm sandwich.
Because I don't have to use a fork and a knife.
Meatball parm sandwich.
So maybe it'd be debatable, but a steak and a steak sandwich.
Oh, love a steak sandwich.
I love a steak sandwich.
Love a steak sandwich.
Yeah.
Love a steak sandwich.
Yep.
Ground beef or a burger?
Burger.
Yeah. Come on. You know, pure sausage links or sausage with some peppers on a roll? Hoo-hoo! What are we talking about here, man?
You got a lechon or banco lechon, you know?
What are we talking about? Okay, Come on, Leroy. Panko lechon.
I know. I mean, that's one of the things I'm trying to cut back on the bread.
Yeah, that's well, you do you.
It's tough. Oh, no.
You do you.
Somebody just threw a monkey wrench in the plane.
Hmm?
Sushi sandwich. No.
I mean,
Wait. I got an answer for that. Look, over here, we use bread, okay? But certain cultures use other things. Some people use lettuce. Some people use a wrap. Some people use rice.
Yeah.
So the rice is the bread
I get you.
Of the Asian culture. Wrapping in rice.
I'm not a sushi guy. So
I'm not a sushi guy either.
Well, I think the only you can get away with putting rice in a wrap or some sort is when, like, when Tobin had that burrito that from Sandbar.
Yeah, where they sandbagged me. sandbag and Sandbar.
Dude.
Gave me a 9-pound
burrito.
I don't
know what was worse. Seeing that big-ass burrito come in here or watching him go at it with a forklift. Like, yeah, man.
I just wanted to dig right in. I wanted to eat it like a burrito. I didn't want to go fork and knife.
You wanted to, right.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm going to eat a burrito, I'm going to eat a burrito.
They had like the whole, they had like all the rice. Like just the whole package of rice.
Yeah. Those ones that'll stay under your sink for like a good year that you're just, that you won't get through that entire bag. That was in this burrito.
Right.
That's what was going down there. So.
How we set a fish sandwich?
Fish sandwich, yeah.
Fried grouper.
Fried grouper sandwich or a little mahi sandwich.
Right. Only thing that I will say, well, you know, for my parts, we go with the catfish. There's nothing better than fried catfish.
Ooh.
Yeah. But grouper, most of the time, fish sandwiches is grilled or blackened.
Right? Dip it in some sort of sauce.
Right. Not a big fan of the cod or the whitefish, you know.
You think Dion Waiters will ever just order a sandwich on the bench? Like he'll go to like one of those ladies who goes to the floor seats and takes the orders.
A drink.
And goes, hey, come here.
Yo, yo.
Hey, Philly cheese. Can he get
Philly cheese?
He's like, hey, can I get one of those? Can I get one of those chicken parm sandwiches we got in the old flagship lounge? I hear it's Italian night. One day we'll have Dion Waiters. He's got like spaghetti with like forking in the with a fork just twirling it around. What's the difference?
Yeah, it's not gonna play anyways.
What are we gonna go on a diet of popcorn? Might as well eat good.
Veal parm. You like veal?
It's all right. It's all right.
That's just it.
Try the veal, child.
Do you understand? I have asked this man about 1,000 food groups because we hang out, right? And we'll be going somewhere. And we'll see a restaurant. I'm like, yeah, how do you feel? But he says, I'm not one way or the other. If it's there, I'll eat it.
Yeah, I don't want to be rude.
I guess the one thing, this probably already qualifies as a sandwich, but a pizza, you probably can't do a pizza sandwich.
Oh, no.
You could do like the Masvidal where he puts two pizza slices face down towards you.
Yes,
like
yes.
Right,
them.
Right,
that's
right.
That's delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That's delicious.
I guess he qualifies as a calzone or stromboli.
Oh, my goodness. Somebody is, catfish is mudfish. Nasty, bruh. What is wrong with you?
That's a dirty fish?
But they, you know, catfish live on the bottom.
I mean, they all live on the in the water. So
okay.
Like, it's all roll of the dice.
Here. And people down here, people in Florida, y'all eat fake catfish, which is tilapia.
Yeah, tilapia is nasty.
That's man-made fish.
Texter writes in, hit my goalie. I don't give a bleep. It's on. I'm with you, man. This Foligno yesterday was running roughshod on the Panthers. He was beating up everybody, and then he goes the old Conor McGregor shoulder shimmy right to Bob between the pipes, hits him on the head, loses his mask. Bob's like, he's seen Tweety Birds the entire time. Like, bro, if you hit the goalie, that's a fight. That is a fight. Somebody has to step up and go, he's defenseless! You need to go out there and you need to fight and punch him right in the face immediately. And they were just letting him do whatever the hell he wanted to. Trocheck, let's go, bro.
Uh-oh.
Can somebody get these guys to a boxing gym? Do you know they have, you know at the Panthers facility, they have a heavy bag up, right?
And where?
At the Panthers facility in the gym, there is a heavy bag that's up.
To work on your,
like, can somebody go out there and work on their punches? Somebody. Somebody.
Hey, somebody's blasting Ekblad. What happened?
Terrible turnovers nonstop.
They say he gives up 2 breakaways a game.
Yeah, he does. It's his thing. You know what the problem is with Ekblad? He's too handsome. All right. He goes out there. He's definitely got a bunch of puck bunnies in the crowd. And he's like, hey, what's
whoa,
up?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Puck bunnies.
puck bunnies.
Yeah, those hockey ladies. They're like hockey groupies. You know, I think they call them in football cleat chasers.
No, they don't.
I think they do.
So I should make note of this when we're breaking down the Super Bowl. Jimmy Garoppolo's too handsome. He's not going to be as he's going to be too handsome.
It doesn't matter. He threw 8 passes, Robbie.
Bro, I'm going to tell you, Jimmy Garoppolo, I mean, it's probably even money that he gets caught in a sting. Like, I'm just saying.
So the Super Bowl down here.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Wait.
What?
He already has the porn stars.
He left her, though.
Yep.
He's just been a solid week here in South Beach.
There's others.
There are a lot of porn stars.
I mean, if it happened to Eugene Robinson, it could happen to Jimmy
Every
Garoppolo.
Porn documentary.
Well, Jimmy Garoppolo is not man of the year.
No. I mean, he's handsome. He may be handsome.
Eugene Robinson was.
Yeah.
NFL man of the year. That couldn't have gone any worse.
We'll be back with more. Get your headlines after this.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.